AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. A few minutes into flight over the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, an unmanned SpaceX rocket blew up. It was carrying cargo to the International Space Station.
The range has confirmed the vehicle has broken up.
That is Launch Control's George Diller. SpaceX founder and chief executive Elon Musk later said an overpressurization happened in the liquid oxygen tank of the rocket's upper stage. The cargo lost includes replacements for items lost in two previous failed supply flights. Republican presidential candidate Mike Huckabee says the Supreme Court ruling on same-sex marriage short-circuited the political process.
This was not done through the legislative process. This was done through a court edict of five unelected lawyers, a part of a committee who decided that they knew better than the legislators who actually get to make law.
Huckabee was on ABC's This Week, and so was Evan Wolfson, the president of Freedom to Marry. He says the Supreme Court ruling does not stop the push for equal rights for the gay community.
We need to harness that growth and understanding that will come from people seeing these real people to the work ahead, including particularly a federal civil rights law prohibiting discrimination on the basis of sexual orientation and gender identity.
Republican presidential candidate and South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham says his state will not be able to move forward until the Confederate flag is removed from the grounds of the State House.
The families of the victims changed everything by their grace, by their love, by their forgiveness, making it impossible for a guy like me to say, keep the flag up.
On NBC's Meet the Press, Graham talked about the victims of the deadly shooting at Emmanuel AME Church in Charleston. The accused gunman has been pictured with the Confederate flag. Police in Britain say they have mobilized more than 600 officers and staff to respond to the deadly gun attack in Tunisia. At least 15 British tourists were among those killed. This is AP Radio News. A teenager is in a hospital in critical condition after being attacked by a shark along North Carolina's Outer Banks. The AP's Skip Foreman reports this is the second time this has happened recently in that area.
One day prior to the attack on the 17-year-old, a North Carolina man was bitten on the back and on the leg in the nearby town of Avon while he was playing in the surf with his children.
This was the sixth attack in the past 2 weeks along the coast of North Carolina and South Carolina. At the BET Awards tonight in Los Angeles, the big honor is going to someone who doesn't like to be called baby.
No, my first name ain't baby. It's Janet. Miss Jackson, if you're nasty.
Janet Jackson will be honored with the Ultimate Icon Music Dance Visual Award. Janet Jackson has a new album and will go on tour in the fall. Performers at the BET Awards include Nicki Minaj, Chris Brown, Kendrick Lamar, and the cast of the TV show Empire. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.
Turn your tax refund into a new landscape with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Create stunning patios and build strong retaining walls with our huge in-stock selection of beautiful concrete blocks ready to take home today. Plus, easily build and design your own raised garden beds with our garden block. On sale now. Check out our weekly flyer and start saving on landscape blocks now at Menards.
Save